This is not the actual storm that's planned to move in. This is just a little piece that's moving ahead of the main cold front. So that's why we're seeing snow right now. It's going to be on again, off again, snow in the valleys mixing with rain at times overnight. The mountains, this is the start. So it's going to snow in our mountains starting right now and continuing through the day Saturday and into Sunday. But most of the day Saturday in the valleys will be a rain event.
So that's how we get the 1 to 2 feet in the mountains.
Yeah.
It's really starting at this point. Everybody's heading off to parties and whatnot on Christmas Eve, Christmas morning. Give us an idea what the travel conditions might look like.
So as you wake up tomorrow morning, cloudy skies, gloomy, and you've got valley rain falling. Snow levels at about 7,500 feet. So as you head up Parley's Canyon, you're going to see it transition to snow, and then it will be all snow up on top. Anywhere above 8,000 feet, it's going to be all snow. So any of the Cottonwood Canyons up through Interstate 80 or 84, up through southwestern Wyoming, it's going to be a snow day. So valleys rain, mountain will see snow. This continues through afternoon and evening. By dark, the cold air moves in, and so it will change over to snow. Anyone traveling tomorrow after dark, valleys or mountains, it's going to be snowy. And so those roads that are wet are going to slush over and they're going to go icy. So dangerous travel conditions Saturday night into Sunday morning, no matter where you're going, east, west, north, south, the entire state will be dealing with snow.
That's some bad timing.
It is. If you're trying to get out Christmas Eve to make it to a destination for Christmas morning, be so, so careful. UDOT is great at keeping the roads clear, but there's only so much they can do. And when weather comes this quick, this hard, it's going to be most definitely a slippery go.
So you watch the temperatures and all of this. The snow falls, it piles up, it melts. What are we looking at for Christmas afternoon? Will some of this have melted off? Do we have slush, or are there going to be snow-covered roads?
No, Sunday morning, we will have snow-covered roads, and that, in part, will just be because you can't cover it all, you can't clear it all. And it's a Sunday, it's a weekend, so you're not going to have all the types of crews that you would typically have, although they are dispatching extra crews for the holiday. By Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, we'll actually start to see a little bit of peekaboo sunshine in the Salt Lake Valley. That will start to kind of slush things off. And by afternoon Sunday, I think you're going to be just fine. Now, the roads Sunday morning will probably be okay. It just depends on where you're headed and where the plows, if they've been to that area or not. But plan for the worst and be happy when you wake up and your road is plowed.